Welcome to the broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the bishop and general overseer. This is the church that is called by the name of God, the church that walks in God's perfect law, and we follow the faith that was delivered to saints. Write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America. Visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial area code 610-583-2400. We invite you to contact us for information or questions you may have concerning salvation and the apostolic faith. Let us know how the broadcast reception is in your area. Email us at info@theapostolicfaith.org.
Calendar of events for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The Texas State Convention, February 22nd through the 26th, 2018, at 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 65th National Women's Conference, March 25th through April 1st, 2018, at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. The 64th National Men's Conference, May 24th through the 27th, 2018, at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. The 69th National Youth Conference, July 8th through the 15th, 2018, at 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 83rd National Convention, August 23rd through September 3rd, 2018. The location will be announced. The schedule is subject to change as led by the Spirit and the direction of Apostle Patterson. I'm glad he made a way. God has made a way for me. Thank God he made a way. I thank God he made a way. Thank God he made a way. He made I thank God he made a way. Made a way. I thank God he made a way. God has made a way for me. Oh, I thank God. I thank God he made a way. He made a way. Oh, I thank God. Yes, he made a way. Oh, you made a way. When I was sick, you made a way for me. When I was sick, you made a way. Yeah, you made your way. All I had to do is believe. Faith for me, you made the way for me. Thank God. Thank God you made a way. Yes, I thank God always that there was a way made for me. Yes, Lord, and you made that holy way. Thank God you made a way for me. Thank God he made a
Thank you, Lord, that we found the way. We want to thank you. But so many don't even know the way. You've made a way. You made a way for me. You brought me out of darkness. Brought me to light, and I have light in my body. There's no darkness in me, because how can two walk together except they agree? And light and darkness do not agree. You made a way for me. I thank you, Lord. And these are your people. You put in the way. You put them in the way for a reason. You must have someone to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we are the ones in the way that you made. Thank God you made the way. You made the way. Way for me, and I don't have to worry about the flames of hell, because see, you made a way and I'm in the way. Thank God you made the way. I thank you, Lord, that I'm in the way and the kingdom of God is inside of me. I'm in the way. I praise you. I thank you, Lord, that I'm in the way. You made a way for me. I praise you. My soul rejoices that I'm in the way. I could have been lost, but I'm in the way. My soul could have been lost, Lord, but I'm in the way. Thank God you made a way. You made a way, Lord. Yeah, you made a way. You came and opened our understanding about the way. And thank God we're in the way. These are people who are willing to praise you in the way. These are the ones who are willing to praise you in the way. We are willing to praise you. We are willing to thank you, Lord, because we're in the way. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He made a way for you. He made a way for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Because you are in his way. Salvation is in the way. Salvation is in the way. The Lord has made a way for you. Salvation is in the way. Thank God. Thank him. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. If you can only realize that you are in God's way. You are in the way. Hell won't know you. Hell won't know you. You're in the way. Thank God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You're in the way. God knows you're in the way. Thank the Lord. The way that God made. You are in the way. Thank God you're in the way. Stay 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 in the way. Because Satan is going around seeking whom he may devour. Don't let him take you out of the way. Don't let him take you out of the way. Just thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Yes, my Lord, I'm in the way. Thank you, Jesus. 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 There is no other name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in the way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in the way. Yes, Lord, you made a way. Thank you, Jesus. My, 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 my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hell won't know me. Hell won't know me. Thank you, Jesus. You made a way. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank God I'm in the way. Thank the Lord. And the devil can't take me out of this way. It's too much joy. It's too much joy. Too much happiness waiting for me in the way. Thank God. He made this way. He made a way. Yes, my Lord, you made a way. Yes, you made it for me. Yes, thank God. He made a way. I praise you, my Lord. Thank God you made the way. Thank God you made a way. You made a way for me. Thank God he made a way. Thank God he made the way. Thank God he made a way. He made a way for me.
If you can realize the words to the song, he made a way. Came himself. Nobody else could do it. Got on a cross, hung there to make a way for us. If he had not, only Jews, Gentiles wouldn't have had an opportunity.
God has made a way for us. Way he made was through himself. See, you can't get in his way and have two or three things going on in your life. He wants all of it if you're going to stay in his way. He had Amos to write down for you, can two walk together except. If you're walking together, you must agree with what you're walking with. Otherwise, if you're not in this light, you're not in the way. Amos 3:3.
Amos, the third chapter, the third verse.
Can two
walk together except they be agreed?
If you're going to walk with darkness, you're not in the light.
Amen.
Two can't walk together except. The only exception is you agree.
Can two walk together except
question?
They agree?
Can you?
Yes, sir.
Impossible. Impossible. But there's another witness to Amos, Paul. You cannot have any fellowship whatsoever with darkness. You're in the light. Now, why would you want to leave the way and commune with darkness? Why? You're children of the light. Aren't you?
Amen. Amen.
You're children of God. I'm a child of God. Remember all the words to all the songs you sung in your testimony today. Just let them go back in your mind. It's amazing how when the Spirit started early this morning, all of it is coming together. When you come to church, you don't come to just saying anything or say anything. Everything is working out for the good of them that love the Lord. And His word is coming to let you know you are in His way. And you can't be agreed with anything else that's out of the way.
2 Corinthians 6:14.
Yes?
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
What fellowship?
And what communion hath
light? What communion has light
with darkness?
With darkness. Saints. What? People say, well, why can't you all come and fellowship with us? I can't fellowship with you, dear.
Be ye not unequally yoked.
I can't have a thing to do with you. Because once I do, and y'all say, well, let all the Christians get together. Let us all come together. We're all serving the same God. No, we're not.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
You are an unbeliever. An unbeliever. Now, what fellowship can I have with you?
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unbelievers?
I'm standing in the way that's leading to everlasting life. And you expect me to come where there's darkness.
Communion hath light with darkness.
None. Because as soon as I let you know what the truth is, you know what you should do? Leave what you're doing and come walk with me.
Amen.
Agree with me.
Amen.
Because you know why I'm agreeing? I'm agreeing on what the Word has said.
Amen.
I haven't walked out of the word.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. You say women can preach.
So.
I can't agree.
I'm
sorry. I can't walk with that. So if I can't walk with it,
cannot be agreed.
I can't agree with it.
Amen. Amen.
Because as soon as I agree with it, I'm out of the way.
Amen.
You say, well, we can all baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost.
Not so.
I can't agree with that.
Amen.
That's not what the Word said. You didn't understand the instructions that it gave you.
Amen.
But I can't agree with that. What fellowship? If I'm a children of the light and I'm children of the day, what fellowship do I have with darkness?
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Saints,
you
can't.
What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
Folks say, well, come to my church and hear my preacher. If he was right, where would he be?
He'd be here. Amen.
In the way.
Amen.
You know, I thank God for His word. That's how you know how to walk. And as soon as you see something that is not right according to the word, don't agree with it.
Amen.
Don't agree with it. And don't even say, well, we can agree to disagree.
Mm-mm.
Someone told me today, said, I can't win for losing. You can't win if you're losing.
Amen. Amen.
How can you win and you keep losing? I'm on the winning side. I'm in the light.
Amen.
I don't want to travel on the losing side. That's darkness.
And what communion has light with darkness?
I can't win for losing. That's right. You can't.
Amen.
Stop losing and start winning.
Amen. Amen.
Obtain the prize.
Amen.
All of them running the race, but one is going to obtain the prize. Those are the ones that are in the way.
Amen.
Why can't you come over to my church sometime? Well, give me the pulpit. I'll put all of them in the way.
Amen.
But you see, I'm reminded now of a king. One of them, he was a king of Judah. And you know, his father at one time
walked out of the way and went to idolatry. His father was Amon. His name was Josias. And even his Amon's father, Manasseh, was just like the ones in idolatry. He took the commandments of God and trotted them underfoot. But you know, Manasseh died. Amon died. And it came to Josiah. And he was 8 years old when he started his reign. And at 16, in the eighth year of his reign, you know what he wanted to do? Seek the Lord. He remembered his father, as he called it, David, how David walked after God. And you know when he found the law that was written, because he had all the temple, he wanted the temple to be redone. And as they were trying to redo the temple, they were rebuilding the temple. And the chief priest at the time, and one of the scribes, his name was Shaphan, he came across the book. And Eliah, who was the chief priest, said, take it to the king. And Josiah listened as the scribe read the law. You know what he did? Rent his clothes. He realized that all of Jerusalem and Judea had been given over to idolatry. And you know what he did? Took everything and began to burn it up. He couldn't agree. He realized if he had stayed on the course that he was on, he was headed to where they were. But you know, all of that was in the line of Jesus. Matthew 1:10 and 11, you'll see these three. But he wanted to seek the Lord. And as he heard the words of the Lord, he said, I'm going to follow the Lord's statutes. I'm going to follow the commandments of the Lord. But he wanted to be right. And his stories are written in the Chronicles and also in the Kings. He wanted salvation. And all that his father and forefathers had done, who left the way, he said, I can't agree. 16 years old, in the eighth year of his reign, he only reigned 31 years. But he sought the Lord. And when he heard it, he didn't say, well, y'all continue to do what y'all want to do. He made everybody come and hear the word and follow that. If you didn't do it, you know, he did burn you up. He couldn't agree. But it's amazing how these things are written for our learning. He was a king. Second Kings 23:3 is when he heard the words of the Lord.
Second Kings 23:3.
Yes.
And the king stood by Pillar and made a covenant before the Lord.
He made a covenant with the Lord.
To walk after the Lord.
I'm going to walk after you.
And to keep his commandments.
I'm going to keep your commandments.
And his testimonies.
And all the testimonies that have gone before, I'm going to keep them.
And his statutes with
I'm
all their heart.
I'm going to keep it with all my heart and all of my
and
soul.
And all their soul.
Keep it.
To perform the words of this covenant.
I'm going to perform the words of your covenant.
That were written in this book. And all the people.
Mind you. He makes it, he had all the people there. Now, what you going to do about all of this idolatry that's around us? Josiah, what are you going to do?
And the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest.
That's the high priest.
And the priest of the second order. And
everybody.
The of the door.
Everybody.
To bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for
all Baal. That stuff that we were doing for Baal.
And for the grove.
That's where they put all the shrines and everything, those false gods are.
Of heaven.
They were calling on the heaven by the moon, by the sun, by everything. They just didn't know what they were doing. This is like people, like, oh, we believe in women preachers, it's all right. You can raise your hand and make a decision. No, the words of the Lord are here. You've got to follow the word. Josiah commanded them to do all of this.
And for all the host of heaven.
Yes.
And he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron. And carried the ashes of them unto Bethel. And he put down the idolatrous priests.
Here come the priest that was practicing all this idolatry.
The king of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah.
My, my.
And in the places round about Jerusalem.
Yes.
Them also that burn incense unto Baal. To the sun.
And to the moon. Even to the planets.
And to all the host of heaven.
All these astrologer worshipers. Burning you up.
Amen.
The word of the Lord is here. It was lost, but now it's been found and been read. You were without the word. Now the word is coming, and you've got to put your line, your bodies in line with the word.
Amen.
If you want to be in the way, because once you walk out of it, you are not walking in his statutes, nor his commandments. And you must.
And he brought out the grove from the house of the Lord without Jerusalem unto the brook Kidron. And
yes.
Burned it at the brook Kidron and stamped it small to powder.
My mom used to use that term. Oh, I'm going to ground you to powder. Never knew what it meant.
And stamped it small to powder.
Stamp it to powder. If nothing is left but ashes of it.
And cast the powder thereof.
And take that and discard it.
Upon the graves of the children of the people.
Go to the Chronicles. He's written in the Kings. You can read it sometime. Second Chronicles, he's there also. The 34th chapter of Second Chronicles. I want you to know what kind of man he was.
At the first verse of 34th
yes.
chapter of Second Chronicles, Josiah was 8 years old.
Josiah was
to reign.
8 years old when he began to reign.
And he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years.
He reigned for 31 years approximately.
And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord.
He began to do what was right that Amon didn't.
And walked in the ways of David his father.
He went back to what David, he wanted the God of David.
And declined neither to the right hand nor
didn't go to the right, nor to the left.
For in the 8th year of his reign,
he was about 16.
While he was yet young,
yes,
he began to seek after the God of David his father.
He wanted David's God.
And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places. And the grove, and the carved images, and the molten images.
I can't walk with this.
Amen.
I know who God is now.
And they break down the altars of Balaam.
Break them down.
In his presence.
Break them down. So why you want me to come and have communion with you? Pure darkness.
Amen.
Pure idolatry. Pure idolatry. But Josiah, he wanted the God that David had, not the God that Amon had, nor the God that Manasseh had. Because, see, they didn't walk with God. He wanted David's God.
His father.
But see, there was a line starting at Enoch who began to walk with God. And there came a time God said, I just won't walk with you. I'm going to be in you. And you're at that time. And as soon as you want to get out of his way, you know what he'll do? Let you.
Amen.
But see, you got to be like Josiah. You got to burn down all those bridges that will lead you into idolatry.
And they break down the altars of Balaam.
You've got to break them down.
And the images that were on high.
You got to fight demon in high places.
He cut down. And the grove. carved images and the molten images.
Folks have big old cross images. They got this puny little man hanging on it. What is that? As Darius would tell me, what's that? What is that? What is that?
And the images.
What is it? That's supposed to represent my Lord dying on the cross? See, we have to take those images and burn them.
Amen.
There was no pictures taken when he was on the cross.
Amen.
That's an image of what it was, I would assume.
And they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence and the images.
Burn them down. Take them down. Can't.
That were on high above them, he cut down.
Yes. Yes.
And the carved images.
Yes.
And the molten images.
Yes.
He break in pieces.
He break in pieces and make dust of them. Yes.
And strewed it upon the graves.
Yes.
That had sacrificed unto them.
All the ones that was in the ground, he took it and threw it right on the grave. That's just how much he cared about it.
Amen.
I can't agree with this. I can't agree with the way things have been done. Say, well, Reb said we can baptize Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's all the same thing. No, it ain't, Reb.
And he burnt the bones of the priests upon their altars.
Oh, my.
And cleansed Judah and Jerusalem.
Cleansed them with what? Fire.
Amen.
You know your victory song? I'm beginning to understand what it means more and more every day.
Amen.
You know what God is using? The fire of the word.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
To get all of you ready. Because he wants you to stay in the way.
Amen.
If you don't, who would be his people?
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
He wouldn't have. But remember, he didn't spare the angels that sinned.
Amen.
He didn't spare them. Sudden, swift destruction.
Amen.
You think they're still in heaven, disagreeing with God?
Yes.
Hmm? Oh, that's all right. We can agree to disagree.
No, sir.
Mm-mm. They came out of there like lightning.
Amen.
God's not going to have it. If he didn't spare them and you were made a little lower than them, what do you think he's going to do with you? The moment you get out of his word, he's going to fix you. But Josiah wanted salvation. You can read sometime in the 34th and you'll read about how they found the book. And how, when he heard it, how he rent his clothes. Because he was hearing the words of the Lord. He was pricked in his heart. A young man. Folks want to wait till they get old and decrepit to say, oh, let me go find God so I can be saved. Hello. Give the master your youth.
And it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the law.
Yes.
He rent his clothes.
He rent his clothes. The Lord remembered that he did that. There had never been a serving of the Passover like Josiah did. The Bible said it hadn't been. When he read what to do, he did it to the letter of the law. Had everybody doing it.
Go inquire of the Lord for me and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah concerning the words of the book that is found.
Yes, and there was a prophetess that had to tell them. That's why
there is the wrath of the Lord.
There are things that women can do.
Amen.
They can prophesy about things that's going to come to pass, but they can't preach. They can't teach. Not here. See, I can't agree with that.
Amen.
What fellowship does light have
Amen.
With darkness?
Amen.
Watch what you do. Watch where you go. Watch it. Because pre-adventure, the Lord come and walk with you. And want to know what kind of conversation is this that you're having?
Amen.
Hmm? Hmm?
Amen.
Once you walk somewhere, you should make it, if it's dark places, you should lighten them up. They should see you and say, there goes a godly man or woman. But if you're doing the same thing that they're doing, can you walk together except
Can't two walk together except they be agreed.
How can you? You can't. Now can you?
No, sir.
You can't walk together. Watch it. Because you have to stay in the way. You have to. It's given to you to know. Isn't it?
Amen. Amen.
And the thing is, he made a way for us. Just think about how you found the way and how God made a way for you. He just laid the way. And all you got to do is stay in it. And you know where it's going to lead? Eternal salvation. But the moment you begin to agree with something, because the thing the Bible says in Micah, he said, you know, everybody has their gods they believe. But you, who is your God that you're going to believe? He spoke almost the same things that Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 2:2. But he was telling you that yes, everybody agree and have gods, but your God, you can't agree with other gods. You can't agree with idolatry. It's in the fourth chapter of Micah. You can't agree with other gods. How can you? You don't agree with them.
But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountain.
Yes.
And it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall...
He's going to take you up in the mountain. A static-free zone where the air is thin. Top of the mountain. That's where the house of the Lord is. It's not down in the crevices in the valleys. He's up the top of the mountain. And he wants people. You come there. Think about the words of Bishop Nehemiah. God, that's where God wants you. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord, the mountain of the house of the Lord,
shall be
established in the top of the mountain.
And it shall be exalted above the hills.
We're going higher than hills.
And people shall flow unto it.
We're going to go into it. And many nations shall come
and say, come and let us go up to the mountain.
Come on, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord's house.
And to the house of the Lord, of God, of Jacob.
Josiah. He told everybody, we're going to obey the covenant that God left here.
And he will teach us of his ways.
He's going to teach you, because you know what they had found? You know how he knew what to do? He found the law.
Walk in his path.
You have found God's way.
For the law shall go forth of Zion.
Yes, and from Jerusalem.
Of the Lord.
The word of the Lord was going to go out. Remember what he told them on the day of Pentecost? Remember what he told them before he left here? Go to Jerusalem. You tarry there until you endue with power from on high. I'm going to come and be in you. I'm with you now. But it's going to come a time I'm going to be in you. All you got to do is want me. I'll knock. And if you want to sup with me and me with you, let me in. And once you let him in, you cannot have the cup of the Lord and also try to sip from the cup of the devil. They don't agree. They don't agree. Whatever cup you're drinking out of, that's where your heart is. That's where your mind is. The cup that you're drinking out of. Now, the Lord might have a bitter brew sometimes, but I would rather have his bitter brew than have the devil's sweet drink.
Amen.
Because you know his drink is going to come to naught. But Micah kept saying, and he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off.
And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off.
He's going to judge them afar off.
And they shall beat their swords into plowshares.
You can do anything you want to do, but the word of the Lord is going to judge you.
And their spears into pruning hooks.
Do anything you want to do.
Nations shall not lift up sword against nations. Neither shall they learn war anymore.
It's coming a time for that. Yes?
But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree.
Yes?
And none shall make them afraid.
Not going to be afraid.
For the mouth of the Lord of hosts.
That's who's spoken this. Yes?
For all people will walk every one in the name of his God.
And will
walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever.
Oh. Thanks, Micah. For all people will walk everyone in the name of his God. Everybody got a God.
Amen. And we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever.
Every man has his God.
Amen.
You hear that? Some people say, well, I don't believe in God. Yes, you do. Every man has a God he's believed in. He's going to do things in the name of his God, even if his God don't have a name.
We'll walk everyone in the name of his God.
But what about you in the way?
And we will walk in the name of our, in the name of the Lord, our God.
For what, wait, one day? Ever. One day?
Forever and ever.
You can't ever leave him. You got to stay in his way.
Amen.
You got to stay in his way. Micah sounds like Isaiah, doesn't it?
Amen.
Every man walk in the name of his God. What's the name of your God? Jesus.
Jesus.
You can't walk outside of his commandments, now can you?
Yes, sir.
Not if you're going to agree with me.
Amen.
Because the moment we stop agreeing, one of us is out of the way. I'm not going. And if you can't win for losing, you're losing, because I'm winning.
Amen. Amen.
You've got to stay in the doctrine of the apostles. You can't be doing anything you want to do. Say, oh, well, God will make it all right in the end. But he'll just get his people from over here and over there and over here. All the believers were together.
Amen.
Believing the same thing.
Amen.
I can't walk with you.
Not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
No, no, no.
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
What fellowship?
And what communion hath light with darkness?
What? What do you have to do with Baal?
And what concord hath Christ with Belial?
What?
What part hath he that believeth with an infidel?
If you believe and someone don't believe and they're infidel, what? Do, what? What do you have to do with them?
15.
Hmm? What?
And what?
Here they're believing in three gods. They believe in three gods. Trinity. Trinity is in no translation of the Bible, but here they go believing in a Trinity because they don't understand the mystery of God, how he was God in creation, Father in creation. He was Son in redemption. He's now the same. He's the same as the Holy Ghost in the church.
Amen.
All the same. One. But they say, no, it's got to be three. Why stop at three? But you see, every man believes in the name of his God. But here, what fellowship do you have with the person that believes that?
And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols?
Who is the temple of God? Why would you have anything to do with idols?
For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them.
I will dwell in them.
And walk in them. 2 Corinthians 16.
I will dwell in them.
2 Corinthians 6, 16.
Yes.
And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols?
Yes.
For ye are the temple of the living God.
That's what you are.
As God hath said, I will dwell in them.
I will dwell in them.
And walk in them.
And walk in them.
And I will be their God.
I'll be their God.
And they.
Not just one day. Forever and ever, if you stay in my way.
Shall be my people.
Wherever you walk, you know who you're walking with?
With God.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
He's dwelling in you.
I will dwell in them and walk in them.
I will dwell in them. Walk in them.
And I will be their God.
I'll be their God.
And they shall be my people.
They shall be my people. Who's your God?
Jesus.
Mm.
Thank the Lord.
Sure is. At a young age.
Mm.
Stay in the way. You can't agree with foolishness. Those are infidels. Trinity. Accept Christ right where you are at. Please show me that in the scripture. Please show me where the preacher can pray the sinner's prayer and I'm saved. What fellowship? But people flock to that foolishness. But see, the word of the Lord is here. And Josiah, just like he found it, when he found truth, I could not live with that anymore. But see, the thing is, he was seeking after God. Young. Had to be roughly 16 if he was 8 years old when he started his reign. And in the 8th year of his reign, he began to seek God. Young. And he didn't want to hear any foolishness about raise your hand and have a great crusade. No, you know what he waited on to move? What did the word of the Lord say? That is why we're in the way. We hear the word of the Lord. He dwells in us. He walks with us. He is our God. And we are his people. That's why I'm glad I'm in the way. I have been rejoicing since the thought. Since I've heard the word of the Lord, I've been rejoicing.
Among them,
Lord,
and be ye separate.
Come out from among. You remember how the Lord said, I took what was clean.
Amen.
And took it out of error. The two can't walk together.
Amen.
The light had come on, darkness had left.
Amen.
And that which was clean had to come out, because see, there is a spirit of truth, and then there's a spirit of error. And how do you know what the spirit of error is? Nehemiah gave you what the spirit of error was about. He made it known to you.
Wherefore, come out from among them.
Come out from among them.
And be ye separate.
And be ye separate, said the Lord.
And touch not the unclean.
Don't even touch the unclean things.
And I will receive you.
But you've got to do something for me. Don't defile me by touching those things that are unclean.
Amen.
Don't even stay there and say, well, the Lord will work it out, because the bishop told me before to stay in the church. And you're just as out of the church as you can be and don't realize it.
Amen.
He may stay in the word. You are the temple of the living God. God should be dwelling in you and you in him. But see, you didn't hear the spirit of error. And that's why God said you had to come out and be ye separate. He made us to know what the spirit of error was. As soon as you heard, he said, that don't sound right.
Amen.
He said, try every spirit.
See
if it's of God.
Amen.
As soon as you heard it, you said, nope. It ain't right. Something's wrong.
Amen.
Something is wrong. And I don't care if it took you 20 years, search and seek after God like Josiah did. He'll give it to you.
Amen.
He'll make the way known to you.
Amen.
In 1 John, 1st epistle of John, 4th chapter.
First John.
He started out, beloved, Believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. But he got down to the sixth verse. We are of God, he said. We are. He that knoweth God heareth us. The sixth verse.
First John.
First epistle of John.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
First epistle of John. Fourth chapter.
Beloved, believe not every spirit.
Don't believe every spirit.
Try the spirits.
Try it.
They are of God.
Try it. Try it. If someone comes and tells you something against the word, it's not it. It's a spirit of error. Yes?
Because many false prophets are gone
many
out into the world.
Many are gone.
Hereby know ye the spirit of God.
You can know the spirit of God.
Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come.
If they confess,
the flesh of God.
Yes, yes.
And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God.
That's the Antichrist. Keep going. You
and
know that.
This is that spirit of Antichrist,
yes.
Whereof ye have heard that it shall should come.
Yes.
And even now already is it in the world.
It's already here.
Ye are of God.
Ye are of God.
And have overcome them.
You've overcome them.
Because greater is he that is in
greater
you.
Greater is he that is in you
than he,
that is in the world. He's in you. Amen. Those simple things, you can know the Antichrist. But when the spirit comes and tell you, well, Bishop Shelton didn't mean that.
No.
Try the spirit.
Amen.
It was written. Wasn't it?
Amen.
You are of God, aren't you?
Amen.
All right, then you should know. Yes. Ye
are of God.
Yes, little children.
And have overcome them.
Yes.
Because greater is he that is in you.
Greater is he that is in you.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
They are of the world.
Those people who do not believe the word of God are of the world. They are of their father, the devil.
Therefore speak they of the world.
So that's what they speak of.
And the world heareth them. We are of God.
We are of God.
He that knoweth God heareth us.
If you wanted to know God, when Bishop Shelton closed his eyes, you should have heard Nehemiah. Couldn't go no other way.
Amen.
If you want to know God, you got to hear somebody.
Amen.
God didn't say, hear me. Apostle John was talking here. If you're going to know God, you're going to have to hear us.
He that knoweth God heareth us.
You hear us. The ones who've been sent to bring you in the way and keep you.
Amen. Amen. Heareth
yes, you hear us, yes.
He that is not of God heareth not us.
If you're not of God, you wouldn't hear.
Hereby,
if you didn't hear Nehemiah, you didn't hear what the Lord was saying to the church.
Amen.
And you walked in error.
Amen.
Yes?
Hereby know we the Spirit.
Hereby, Nehemiah.
Amen.
The prophets of God, hereby you shall know the Spirit of truth.
And the Spirit of
error. And the Spirit of
error.
Did Nehemiah tell you he was wrong? He was wrong.
Amen.
He was giving you the spirit of truth.
Amen.
But everybody said, no, he's too old. No, he's too that. No, he's too this. But yet he was speaking the words of God, giving all of us the spirit of truth, thereby giving us the way of salvation.
Amen.
How can two walk together? Amos asked the question, can you walk together? The spirit of truth was there, shedding light on the spirit that was error. We can't walk together.
Can two walk together except they be agreed?
So God said, let's take that which is clean, hallelujah, and take it away from
Amen.
Take it away from it. And I can do a work in this day that they will believe. Because they are clean.
Amen.
Can you imagine? The way was made. He put us in the way. The prophet said we were so far off the beaten path we didn't even know where it was. Amen. How did we find it? He led us to it. We heard the words of God and followed the spirit of truth. Amen. There are ones now saying, well, I'll wait. What if Lot had waited? What if he waited and said, well, let me see if the Lord's going to work it out? Meaning he wanted the Lord to pick him up or slap him and say, do this. But he already knew what to do. Amen. Destruction is coming. Go toward the mountains. Oh, Lot got out. Amen. Lot got in the way and went out the city gates.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.
Calendar of events for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The Texas State Convention, February 22nd through the 26th, 2018, at 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 65th National Women's Conference, March 25th through April 1st, 2018, at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. The 64th National Men's Conference, May 24th through the 27th, 2018, at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. The 69th National Youth Conference, July 8th through the 15th, 2018, at 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 83rd National Convention, August 23rd through September 3rd, 2018. The location will be announced. The schedule is subject to change as led by the Spirit and the direction of Apostle Patterson.
Yes, I have it. Everybody's alive. Come on to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church that the Bible writes. Yes, we have it like the Bible says. Yes,
you don't need it.
You don't need it.
You don't need it.
You're gonna wish. You're gonna wish you had it.
You don't need it.
You don't need it.
You got it.
And you got it.